Folks, I got a hot tip for you. Ted Young's Make Your Code More Testable class, it's running March 8th through 11th, and I scored you a discount code. The class is excellent. Ted's excellent. If you like my content, but you want to get your hands on your keyboard in something that resembles your modern Java code base, well, this is the way to go. Go to maketestable.com, and when you get to the checkout, be sure to use a discount code of GPAW, GEEPAW. Cool. Go sign up now, and let me know how it goes for you. Bye-bye. Hey, it's GPAW. When we talk about transitioning to Microtest TDD, we have to figure out how to provide the right experiences in the right order. I propose we start by getting the experience of changing a well-microtested, graceful class. Create experiences, not arguments, is one of the core habits of change harvesters. We want to take that slogan very seriously when we approach any significant change to our practice. And Microtest TDD, believe me, is a significant change. A would-be TDD coach or instructor nearly always carries an implicit belief that her victims do not have, drawn from lived experience that they also don't have. It is this: what we are doing now is much more unpleasant and unproductive than what we'll be doing when we TDD. Now, we can argue that case. God knows I misspent my coaching youth doing just that. And that's a start, it really is. Moving from the implicit to the explicit is generally a useful thing to do. But argument, reasoning, logic, bullet points, verbal charm has its limits. There's a thing that has many fewer limits than any logic, however passionately, articulately, charmingly presented. Having an experience that ends with you saying one sentence, "Hey, this feels better." I learned to shoot pool seriously back in the middle 80s, and the most useful book about it that I ever read, in the intro, said that the most useful book to read about shooting pool seriously was The Inner Game of Tennis by Timothy Galway. Galway starts noobs like this. After showing them how to hold the racket, he stands 20 feet away, underhandedly throwing tennis balls to their forehand, one bouncing them, carefully aiming and letting them swing. He's watching them as he does it, aiming the ball just so, until they hit it three times in a row the way he wants. When they finally do, that's it. That's what it feels like when it's right. This is what it feels like when it's working. That's the experience I want to create in the early days of transitioning. Here's the thing, though. As soon as I have that thought, I'm hammered by figuring out what the word "it" should be. Doing TDD well is like competing successfully in the small-town tennis tournament. It's a long way from knowing how a well-stroked forehand feels to being able to play against that skinny, mean-spirited 70-year-old dude who's been out there every day hitting tennis balls since he was four. That illustration is taken from life. The city tennis courts in Parsons, Kansas are named for that guy. I watched him growing up, and he was like the ancient master from 1,000 classic old kung fu movies. So then, can we give them the feel of TDD done right? I'll probably get some grief for this, but hey, live free or die. The answer is no. It's a bridge too far. Or the answer is not yet. Well, what can we give them? What's an early feels like this when it's right experience? Tried a lot of different ones, asked a lot of questions, failed many times at creating viable experiences. But I had a brain fart. What do programmers do right now, all the time, in their day job? What do they do that is much more unpleasant and unproductive than when TDD is working well for them? Programmers change brownfield code. Typically, code they didn't write or maybe wrote a while back. Typically, code that's okay but not great. Typically, on relatively modest domain problems. Typically, under a fair amount of pressure. That's what programmers do, much or most of the time they're programming. If TDD was working well for them, would doing that feel better? Oh, hell yeah, it would. That's the early, maybe earliest, experience I want them to have. Change modest problem, okay but not great, brownfield code when that code has strong microchests around it. A lot of my threads are implicitly about what you should do, but this one, from here forward, is about what I will do. I want to make a sample of what it is I'm talking about, a kind of reference architecture of it, if you will. I want something modest, but not too tiny, with multiple classes in a domain I can explain pretty readily. No awkwards in the code that must change. My ideal of coverage, idiomatic in the chosen language. I want the change to be bigger than a one-liner, but smaller than a breadbasket. I want them to be able to determine whether their change worked or not without testing. In fact, I'm entirely indifferent to the question of whether they TDD their change or even test after it. The experience isn't, this is how you TDD, or even, this is how you test after. The experience is, this is how it feels to change code that's graceful and has strong microtests around it before. I'm wanting this to take between 1 hour and two. Longer, we lose interest. Shorter, it's too toy-like. The answer should not be too obvious, but also not be rocket science or require a clever language corner. I have a candidate domain, but not a candidate change yet. I think my next step is just to TDD it up standalone, operational to a certain point, then consider the possible interesting change. Here's a short domain description. You have items. Items have tags, single words associated with them, many to many. Type a query string, ands, ors, nots, and tags. Get back the items satisfying. This is from my current night coding project called Tagster, but as I say, I'll do it standalone for this purpose. Concept. TDD it to the same story test level twice, but using a different implementation each time. Take the tests away from one of them as a no tests experience to contrast with the tests experience. Concept. Ship a rev of the code without a change, let my friends play with it a little in its working form, and mine their ideas for what the good change will be. If we're going to help people unfold TDD, we're going to have to attend to their experiences along a fairly long path. One proposed experience, change modest brownfield code in the presence of excellent microtests and see how that feels. I'm G-Paw. Thanks for listening.
Hey folks, the Change Harvesting Camarada, an informal gathering of change harvesters, is open. Come to gpawhill.org/camarada and check it out. Join today. The first 50 yearly members get a personal consultation with me, G-Paw. Thanks.